Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Testing. Is this microphone on? Can we hear it? To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends back as a happy family for 2023. Dane Swan, Samantha Richards.
Hello. Sorry, that was probably a bit loud to start with, but considering what you came off last week, you know.
Excuse me?
Any sound is good sound. It was wonderful to see you guys get together and do a podcast. I did get some feedback.
You weren't here.
No, I've heard. People have called me
you had to upload,
many forms of selfish. Online.
Mm-hmm. You had to upload it, did you?
I had to upload it. And I was sitting underneath Rod Laver and I was thinking, fuck, I've got to play this quietly just so I can hear where to put the ads and get the blurb from. And I had my speaker up full ball and I couldn't hear it.
It takes me a bit to get excited at 53, Dane, but, you know, sharing an hour with Nathan Jones and having a good chat with him.
I was a bit sad I missed that, to be honest.
After a good chat with Dane about being a dad of twins and I was just all excited and then you sent the text saying, this audio's not real good. And I was just fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hit send either because I knew you guys were so proud of your efforts.
Well, I was. I
mean, yeah, and I was proud of you guys for getting together.
Dane's a legend at Collingwood in his own mind anyway, as well as being one.
Mm.
But for me to share a room with it,
you know, it was beautiful.
Jonesy was so good and the audio was so bad. And do you have a little man in your head?
It's very on brand, isn't it, for us?
Honestly, some of the feedback that people sent me.
Do you have a little man in your head?
Do I have a little man?
In your head.
I've got many men in my head.
Well, might not be a man.
That tells you what not to do?
Yeah, he doesn't get listened to a lot.
So I had, when Sam sent me that message about the audio,
I can't hear it because I don't have headphones.
I had a little man.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, I'll play it out of my laptop so you can hear it. Yeah, yeah.
My little man in my head's a big man, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
And
well, you've got the head. Your head's the biggest part of your body. So
it is. I know. And he said two words when Sam said that to me in my head. This is the big man in my head. I wonder if you could pick who that big man is. Fucking check! Do you know who that big man might be?
I gotta imagine, yeah.
The funny thing was at the very end, so obviously he didn't hit stop for a while after he finished the show.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of banter at the end, and I was just sifting through trying to find where to cut the show, and there was a quote that said, "Fuck, I hope that worked." And let me tell you, the answer to that question was, "No, it didn't."
So you're saying you're better at your job than those boys who have a professional studio, and we just come to Kooyong every weekend.
Not at all.
Make it up on the spot.
Not at all. It's very well documented that I have learnt on the job, and I'm still learning. There will still be times where
I think we need to give them another chance.
I think so.
Well,
they're very good young boys. Great company.
They did get in touch. But so many messages already.
We'll
get to them on the other topics, but on this one we'll cover them. From Daniel Delby. When's the new PodHub video? Two guys, one mic. Audio was top-notch without Sam. And one of those funny emojis that says not really.
You've met him, actually. He did his podcast.
Hopefully the audio will be a bit better than last week. From Chris, what the fuck was that audio last week?
You start yelling.
From Kelly, please tell me Sam is back to fix the audio. From Swanstar, any chance we can put the microphone in the same room as you guys this week? So, yeah.
It's all right. There was a
But it was Bulldog Studios.
Nothing wrong with a bit of negative feedback, is there?
There's not.
That's
but
how
anyway,
we learn.
He got in touch. Sorry about the confusion about having to bring an SD card IV. So what it is, they're a new studio.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic setup, aren't they, Dane?
But I want to go there.
I walked in early. And
close to me, so I'd be happy to.
Yeah. And he said, "Have you got an SD card?" I went, So I didn't know what the fuck I was meant to bring. I just turned up and assumed, and I shouldn't have assumed.
Should have
so
brought Sam.
The big man in my head.
That's what you should have brought.
Said, "Fucking check these things, fucking Ralph." So, and I hadn't. So then we made
best. Did you record the Girl Dad Dane episode first, or the Nathan?
The Girl Dad Dane first.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, if you'd checked the audio after that one, you would have realised before the Nathan Jones.
Well, but we hadn't checked. We have. We know how to check the audio.
No, I'm aware.
Yeah. Anyway, can you give him a hug? Can you give him a hug?
I've been thinking of you, Jane.
Why?
Well, I did listen to some of the podcasts just to make sure I was up to date, right? And I loved the fact that you mentioned with Tate, you slept through the night, and Taylor just had to get up, and I don't know why she had to, but.
Well, because they have to feed during the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's quite.
That's why they. You would know why women have to get up in the middle of the night to feed their baby.
Yeah.
I was a non-birthing parent.
Yeah, this is true, but you can hold a bottle.
Milk doesn't shoot out my nipples.
No, you can hold a bottle though, and you can change a nappy, which is what you're finding now, Dane.
I can, but they breastfeed. Taylor's breastfeeding, like
right.
She was just only breastfeeding, so that what would be the need for me to get up?
Do a nappy, get her a cup of tea.
But what? Why? Anything. She just breastfed, then went back to bed.
You're right.
No need for both of us to be up. I'd shit to do.
But I loved the fact that now you are really immersing yourself in this parenting journey and joining in.
I had a podcast morning, so I said no can do last night.
Sorry?
Well, I got to work today, so I said no can do.
But the twins don't understand that. They still need feeding three
hours. I wasn't telling you. I was telling Taylor, no can do, sorry.
So you didn't get up last night?
No, a little bit.
Well, Sam Mitchell style, he used to get a hotel the night before a big game so he could have a proper sleep. This is you, obviously.
Well, honestly.
Before your podcast.
Yeah, well, Taylor's mum's still here. She's been an amazing help, which has been good. It's going to be sad when she goes home, but I'll shift myself into the downstairs bedroom.
I've read some quote. I won't get it completely correct, but it says something about why are you concerned about a grown man missing out on sleep? The baby's more important.
Who said this?
It was a conversation that I was a part of. Someone
why
said,
am I worried about it?
Not you. In general, society's like, I hope your husband's getting some sleep while you're up feeding the child. Because
they have to go
hours.
To work.
So you can do that. Dane, you have gone and functioned after 5 day benders, not just three.
Yeah, but I come crashing down and sleep for 3 days. At some stage,
you can do it. I believe in you.
No, because
speaking of his physical peak for this.
Exactly.
Speaking of someone who's not slept in 18 months, it is doable. You just don't remember anything. I don't remember anything.
Yeah, it's June 3rd, isn't it?
Very close.
Yeah.
So, I do. I did take a quote. I'm going to compile a list and I'll come up with a top 10 towards the end of the year.
Yep.
This is the first one on the list of...
Are you going to leave them to the end of the year or are you going to...
Yeah, but I'm just going to... This is just a taste. So this is just one. I'm going to collect them and when I've got like 50, because I'm sure you're very profound.
Like Confucius.
The biggest difference between having one and twins is that there's two.
Well show me the lie in that statement.
That's what you've learnt.
There's
That's
two.
The biggest thing that you've taken out of having twins.
Show me the lie in that
There's
statement.
There's no lie.
Exactly. That's the biggest.
Profound.
That's the biggest
I've
difference.
Missed his wisdom.
That's the difference between one and two. There's another one there.
There's an extra one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an extra one. And that has not. That saying hasn't got any wronger in the last week.
Has the fog set in? The sleep deprivation fog, is it setting? Because mine hasn't lifted yet fully.
I haven't got long left of it once I move down to the downstairs bedroom.
Unbelievable. And same as the new one.
I've got to go to work, Sam. I've got to go to work.
I know.
Yeah.
I get it.
Taylor just sits at home all day.
Watch the NBA.
I don't know how much sitting she'll do.
No, not a lot. She's very busy. She loves it.
Have a cesarean or vaginal?
Yep, cesarean.
Poor girl.
Yeah, it's a
well, they're both horrific.
It's a fucking strange thing that is. Oof.
Out the sunroof.
We can book it in.
I know you book it in. It's like when I was going in for my ankle. Like you sit in there. Like it's basically the same. You sit there and they check you in and you go and you fucking sit. Basically like getting like as my all my surgeries, but Taylor's getting two humans ripped out of her. It's a fucking crazy.
Which is the interesting thing, right? I haven't had a cesarean, but they literally cut through 7 layers of tissue. It's like literally having a major surgery, yet they expect you to get up and This is my problem with it during COVID. You weren't allowed any visitors. So how's the mum that's just had a cesarean meant to get out of the bed to feed said child if you're not allowed anyone in to help them?
Mm. Well, you just
or if you're sleeping downstairs.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't mind another little COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Just so I'll have to stay at home. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Force Taylor's mum to stay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we might.
I went into the they mode. She wouldn't be able to leave.
Well, speaking of which, are you okay with Dane identifying both girls as twins?
Yeah, so I might Joseph Fritzl her mum and just stick her in the basement.
Because
she can't leave. What?
I can't say that.
Why? Who's?
We can't I've say just, that.
I heard that. What do you mean?
Spit. Poor taste.
Well, fuck. Now you're worried about your bread.
Yeah.
That ship sailed, sister.
Sister? Hey. Are you sister, huh?
I don't know if you can call me that. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You've got two girls, born females.
Yeah.
Have they let you know what they're identifying as?
No. Because whether they like it, they're my children and they will be females.
Right. At what age are we meant to start letting them decide?
70.
Is that about the same time they're going to be allowed to start dating, Dane?
The day I die, which could be fucking very soon. So I might go get hit by a bus tomorrow. But
this is very true.
The day I'm no longer on this earth.
Do you feel different being a girl, Dad? Like, do you as a person feel different feelings?
Yeah, because I haven't had any sleep. And it's not the fun lack of sleep.
As you would know, I've only got one child and at the moment he identifies as a boy.
Still, yep.
It's a different feeling, isn't it, having a daughter versus having a son?
Well, at the moment they're just plants at the moment.
Yeah, like potatoes, aren't they?
Feed them, bit of photosynthesis, bit of sunlight, feed them, sit them in a corner and watch them grow. So don't do anything at the moment.
Yeah. It makes it simple.
Children, it does make babies it simple. Are quite boring.
Yes. Like
I think the mother gets enjoyment out of them because they nurture them, they breastfeed and they have like the non-birthing parent, they're just quite boring.
Mm. They're feeling like a spare dick, aren't you?
Yeah, and like, got two of them at the moment then.
You've got two spare dicks?
Well, if I'm feeling like one.
Yeah, and then you've got to
queue
in Iraq.
Yeah.
Are you done, Dane? Are you done? Father of three? Are you done? Do you open the shop again in the future, do you think?
No. Well, the only way I would is if I was promised a boy and won $500 million in Tesla or something like that and then just pay for all the help in the world.
Why does it have to be a boy?
Because I've got two girls and I would like another boy.
Right, just to even out the...
I would have traded those two for two boys, but...
I beg your pardon.
No, I wouldn't.
That's the first time he's ever backtracked.
No.
Yeah, good point.
I would have liked one girl and one boy if, in the twin set would have been nice. But we've got two girls and I think they'll be easier until they become teenagers and then it's going to be hard. And I've said, my boy will be... Perfect. He'll be into his schooling. Like, he'll cause me no dramas.
It'll be the girls. It'll be
They'll be fucking nightmares.
I told you before, kids are vessels of karma, Dane, and you are in for a serve.
I completely agree. So, it's going to be fun. But Tate's like a mummy's boy, so I'm sure, they'll be...
So, he's outgrown the plant stage?
He's fun now. So, that's the fun part when they start to notice you and can follow you, who you are. That's when it becomes fun. But at the moment...
What sport with you? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I've taught him how to gamble. So,
have you started toilet training?
Yep.
How's that going?
For the baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've nearly finished it.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the thing, when other kids come along, people try and get it done before...
So, we tried to get it done. He tells us when he's... having a shit.
Good.
But
just looks at you. My son just stares at me.
He tells us poop.
Poop.
And does a sign for it. Good. Because we taught him sign language. I wouldn't say I taught him sign language. I said Taylor taught me and Tate sign language.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's slowly doing it. Taylor's mum's helping with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gives you an excuse to piss and shit with the door open. You lead by example.
So not much has changed.
Did you do it at the same time?
Pardon?
Does he do it at the same time?
As me?
Pissing and shitting.
We've got that down. I'm proud of you. He does. So do the girls. Like, nappies are wet and dirty at the same time. Yeah, so right.
Science.
Math science.
Well, speaking of quality, I might raise it now. I teased this last week. I couldn't find it. And thankfully I couldn't, because no one would have heard it anyway.
Yep.
But have you got the audio from the podcast?
Yes.
The new gurus? This is yes. Will Blunderfield. And this was, to me, I don't know, I just drive around and I hear shit and I think this will be right up Dane's alley. Or right up our,
yeah.
our listeners' alley. You got it?
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go.
I'll play it out loud so you can hear, Dane. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
That's not all. There's certain wellness practices that people are doing online that are that they're really rigorously promoting, such as...
I'll turn that up a bit for you. We don't like quiet audio, do we?
What happened there?
I'm just trying to turn it up.
You right. killed it.
I killed it. We'll do it again.
Let's go back to Bulldog.
Yeah. Go on, Sam. Your credibility is a lot here as an audio person.
The unorthodox fashion. And that's not all. There's certain wellness practices that people are doing online that they're really rigorously promoting, such as extreme veganism, or on the other side of the coin, extreme carnivorism. And I kind of go, can't we have a balance? Like, okay, how can I find a way that makes me feel the most juicy and excited to be alive? And for me, it's like drinking my piss once a day makes me feel good.
That went in a direction I didn't think it was going to go.
I don't see a problem with that. So who hasn't drank their own piss or their mate's piss?
What?
What? Who hasn't?
I haven't.
Would you hang up in this room if you haven't?
I haven't.
Okay.
Hang on.
Will you sort of do some Glenn Waverley style?
I haven't sucked a dick yet.
Yet. He did say yet. So hang on.
Oh, listen. Fuck the world. You know, it's a strange world.
You didn't put your hand up, which means you've... So your own and a friend's.
Nice combo.
Wow.
He goes on.
What would you prefer, your own or you?
Depends who's more hydrated.
Yeah, right.
Mm. He charges $990 for semen retention classes.
What?
Did you realise you can get an earn out of that?
What's semen? Oh, mine's been retented.
$990.
So what?
Semen retention classes.
What does that mean?
They didn't go into detail, but I assume it means that you do the act and keep it inside you.
Just get the
how?
Snip.
How do you keep
that's the way he charges $990.
Just tie a knot in it.
wouldn't you burst?
Probably.
It's like kinking a hose. It's got to come out somewhere.
I mean, it shoots out your bum.
It's not reverse. It's not how it ought to be.
So
works.
Check out his work on YouTube.
Should I really?
What?
He should check should, out. Should he should I check really? Out our work.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. How's the tennis, Sam?
Long. I've been tennising since Boxing Day.
You did every night.
Did you do
there?
Cricket as well somewhere in there? Have we seen you since you did cricket or something?
Did cricket up till Christmas Eve, and then I flew out and did Boxing Day tennis, and then I did one cricket game in the middle of tennis.
And tennis is your favourite sport, isn't it? Did you ask the people of Tennis Australia what
time
can people make noise?
Tennis is his is her favourite sport.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is it like with her footy where she barracks for dog and then barracks for Bulldogs?
Mm-hmm. What's your favourite sport now, AFL? Is that what we're coming back in?
Whatever the earn is.
Yeah.
AFL has definitely never been my favourite sport.
I love...
But, yeah, I love tennis.
Wait till April and the earn comes.
No, can't have it. Well, listen, I can watch a good game like everyone, but I couldn't sit there in an actual tennis, sit there in the fucking heat for 4 hours watching a game of tennis.
It does get a lot. It does get a lot. But I literally have been going since Boxing Day, so I've lost count of how many tennis matches
I've won
a lot
of money on Djokovic just see this this tournament. Like, he just fucking flogged everyone. Yeah,
he genuinely was yards above.
Is he a good hater?
Is he a good hater?
Yeah.
Mm, he showed Demon all how much he hate. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't hold a grudge.
Poor Alex. Never stood a chance.
No one did. But did you ask the organisers, could there be a little bit more noise? A bit of clapping?
I did listen to this and you expressed your thoughts that perhaps it was the governing body that came up with this rule. But have you seen Djokovic give a fucking side eye if someone is making a peep?
I know. They're all players too. They're all dorks. They're all dorks.
Dorks. Complete dorks. And the worst part is not even during the serve. Between first and second serve is technically part of the point. So you're not even supposed to make noise then.
Of course, the Kyrgios when they were playing, the crowd goes, oh, it's a much better atmosphere to sit
way
there
better.
Like doing your knitting while there's a game of tennis going on is well, same with golf. Like your best players in the world deserve, like, you're paying good money to go to the Australian Open. If you want to clap and get an answer to your phone and go have a piss halfway through a 50-shot rally, I think you should be able to. The tennis players are pretty good. I think they can handle a bit of racket, a bit of music. So that's why I'll never win me over as a tennis fan. So I'm sure they're very, very deeply upset about that.
They would be.
Very much
so. You weren't working in that 4 o'clock finish one, were you?
No, I was in bed for that one, which is completely ludicrous that it was still going at that time.
Yes.
And I think that it was, I mean, I don't need to hash on something that's already
been.
Have
you done a straw?
Oh, it comes with one of the spoons at the top for like Slurpees, and I didn't want it, so I ripped it off.
I say, you got some frustration issues you need to work out.
I ripped the spoon off the end. Anyway, that was a.
You were halfway through that thought before we lost Dade, and he saw your straw.
Yes.
So with it's the like tennis.
It looks like my son finishes a straw.
I know, mine too. Gross. Kids are gross. Yeah, look, I think there will definitely be some amendments, I guess, so that we're not seeing games go till that late in the morning.
What time would you recommend?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, Wimbledon finishes at 11, which I think is a bit early.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I think the problem is that players in the second match never know what time they're starting. So if that first match goes, can go 4 hours, 3 hours, they're warming up essentially in the gym on in a holding pattern for sometimes four
hours. Should they just flick them to another court?
They should do. So and we have hold courts, like John Kane will stay on hold, Kerr will stay on hold, sometimes even Margaret Court will stay on hold. But the problem is, and why it never gets moved from Rod Laver, is because people have paid for those tickets. All the other matches do get moved onto hold courts. But that one doesn't. But as Andy Murray said, it ends up being a disadvantage to people like Andy Murray doing two late night finishes, opposed to someone like Djokovic, who had all early evening games the whole run through. He's had a kind of a bit of an advantage.
Did Elbow pay for his tickets?
Bless him. God, he got a roar, didn't he?
He did. Now, the stupidity of the world. So I'm not political. You're not political.
Not political.
People are saying that he was at the tennis for too long. Isn't that your job to actually be there where important people are?
At the tennis for too long? Well that's how long the game goes for.
No, as in, I think he was there for 3 days or something.
Good for him.
Well, not just good for him. If the centre of the business world in January is the Australian Open, that would be a good place for Prime Minister to be, I would think.
Yeah, and there was all sorts of Serbian diplomats there that had flown in internationally for Djokovic.
So and I heard someone say, oh, you should get fringe benefits tax. Do you really reckon he wanted to be there for 3 days? It's your fucking job. How often would you have to go to a boring function as a politician? Every night.
Yep.
And not for an earned day.
He might be a tennis fan, though.
What's a Prime Minister get paid?
Ooh,
good question.
I think it's half
much.
A million?
Half a million.
It's not as much as you would think.
Yeah.
So where would that put him on he'd be about top 40 AFL players?
Yeah.
It'd be about 40 players who'd get paid more than him.
Probably, yeah. Three or four on every list, maybe.
Would you do it, Dane?
What's his right
Prime Minister?
Like?
Yeah.
I'd give it a go.
You're a mingler. You can mingle, right?
I'd give it a go.
Morrison's campaign. I mean, he didn't do much.
I couldn't do.
Holidays.
The suits and that would wear me down, like having to wear a suit every day. That'd be tough. But for half a million, I'd give it a crack for a year. See what I could do.
Is that what you're getting paid in your new job, Dane?
When does that start, by the way?
Yeah. I'm on the books.
Good answer.
So you don't look like you're in business attire at the moment.
See, I'm in podcast attire.
Are you going straight to work after this?
No, I've got to go take some family photos.
Oh, that's nice.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Excited? Did you pick out your outfit?
No, I'm not.
Hang on. The way you phrase that, I've got to go.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful choice, surely.
No, not particularly.
So is this more so you can have photos with the twins or is it all of you, is Tate attending?
It's Tate. So Tate goes to daycare today, so we've got him this morning. So what's that? It's $200 down the drain for the day.
It is,
yep.
You've got to babysit him?
Yep. Taylor's mum will probably do that for us.
Have you picked out outfits? Are you all going to be matching or...?
Yeah, like, you know, the old rock photo with like, the turtleneck and the old Western theme maybe. With the
like the glamour shots of the 90s? People used to get glamour shots.
Exactly. I was just told to wear a white T-shirt, so this is what I'm wearing. So this is what
but
I'm
not
got.
That one, surely. That's a bit creased. You're going to get that steamed or something.
No, it's a white T-shirt.
Thank
you. What I've got. This is what I've got. And I asked, do I need to wear... What kind of shorts? She said the shorts weren't in it last time, so.
Okay.
So I'm going nude down there.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And if they go any lower, perhaps you got some content for your OnlyFans.
Oh, exactly. My feet.
If your feet
well.
Are in it, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's my morning, and then I'll check in with my boss.
Yep.
And see.
Anything more?
Yeah, anything more, yeah. See what we need to do.
Do you have, I know it's called, believe it's called KPI, but do you have KPIs? Do you know what they are?
We got a rough KPI.
What's your KPI?
That's for me. That's for me. Exactly. It's confidential.
Do you know what KPI means? Not the business name.
Yeah.
The measurement.
Yep.
Key performance.
You did let him end his answer.
I was just helping you.
It's very mum style. I was
going to say brother out.
Very mum style to ask the question then answer it.
You woman-splaining?
Yes. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to help him with his LinkedIn page?
When I get a LinkedIn.
Have you got one?
When I had not yet. When I get one, you draw up some business for me. Hopefully the 30 fans out there that listen to this show would can help me out too.
I'd say we're down to 22.
Get me in the good books with my cousin and stuff like that.
I'm sure you there's different, very different etiquette from Twitter to LinkedIn. Have you been briefed on that, or are you just going to?
No, I haven't. But I imagine they're all the same people, so I imagine it'd be very similar.
I wouldn't. Would you?
Is that really why you weren't here last week?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are you on LinkedIn?
I'm on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah. Are we friends? Are we connections?
Yeah, it's connections. The tennis doesn't start until the afternoon. You really weren't there last week because
you what just do you mean there. It doesn't start in the afternoon? I was certainly there earlier.
You could have done the pod last week. You just wanted to distance yourself for an extra week since Dane's tweet made the papers.
Oh, yes, I did hear
just
about that.
Just to want to damage your brand.
Mm.
Wow. Wow, just keeping relevant over the holidays.
I'm obviously going to have to know what tampons are because I'm going to have to start buying heaps of them when the girls turn 3 or 4.
It's very early, Dane. What if you get the snip? You might need to wear some pads.
That won't be happening.
You're not getting the snip? You're going to run the gauntlet.
You're going to need pads if you get the snip?
Not wearing the pads.
I'm
still not wearing them.
Post surgery, not for the rest of your life.
I'm not wearing
it. It's your egg, it's not your pecker.
It's your what? I know it's not your pecker, but the pad doesn't sit on your pecker, it sits underneath.
But it's about leakage.
I won't be wearing them.
I'm talking about
the
snip, not about incontinence.
Yeah, well, why would you want to wear a pad after getting the snip?
Some blood loss.
What about an elbow pad?
How do you think they do it? I shouldn't have a cat in it. Yeah,
very quick and painful these days. A painless, they say, don't they?
Look, I know someone who got one last week and it was...
He needed Dade's tampons.
Correct, yes.
Well, I didn't. I took away the swings and left the playground and just... No.
No,
just move on.
No need. Great. Good for you.
Good for me.
Shooting blanks, Ralphie? Or
what's that?
Shooting blanks or is there still...
Well, if I ever shoot, they're blankies.
So you didn't answer. Would you go again? Now you've got three.
I answered this a minute ago.
I bet you did. Sorry, I'm tired. Remember.
Yeah. Oh, fucking you're tired, are you? Yeah.
Let's get to the listener questions from Jezza. Does Swanee actually realise how fucked he is now he's got three tin lids?
I said tin lids the other day. I totally didn't know what that meant. I couldn't believe she didn't know after being here for 16 years.
Do Americans not do rhyming slang?
No. Taylor, no. Like, I asked what I've dropped a bit in lately because Taylor's mum's at home. See what she picked up. Dead horse went straight over her head.
You'll have to do a list, Dane, of Aussie slang. Like,
there's a list.
Yeah, I dated a guy once from America that didn't know what the word sook was. And I was trying to explain someone's being a sook.
Got the shits, carry on. Like, stop carrying on. I don't know that. Taylor doesn't like that
got
one.
The shits would be an interesting
on.
One to explain.
Yeah, well, so I know exactly how fucked I am. And not the good fucked, the bad one.
From Gaff, when does Sam
plan to be away next. I want to know what shit audio quality episodes to skip.
Fuck, I'm here for the long haul. Yeah.
From Benny Kearns, Novak's ability to whinge at crowd acknowledging a great shot midpoint. Incredible stuff.
He's a great heel, isn't he? He's you don't like Novak?
It's a wonderful day to be at Kooyong Tennis Club. What's the next question?
He gives the pod nothing, Samantha. Nothing about her private life.
Dane and I throw ourselves on head grenades once a week.
I was like, geez, it's been a quiet summer. Fuck it. Let's get us in the news so we can have something to talk about when we get back.
He is an incredible tennis player, but I will put this stat out there.
Is he? What would give you that idea?
Well, he won't like this stat.
What would have given you that idea?
People say he's the best.
Geez, you're a good – geez, you've got a good eye for tennis, Samantha, let me tell you.
He's fucking unbeatable. But he is beatable because he dropped a set to Enzo Cueco, who was a qualifier, which means that he still has never won a Grand Slam title without dropping a set.
Roger and
Rafa both have.
I've got two words for you.
They're better than him.
Two words for you.
Roger and Rafa are better than him.
Quarters one.
Mm.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I know that, but for someone who cares about his reputation and his stats, that's going to eat at him.
Do you think?
So you reckon he's got on the plane? He's got the trophy there. He's just
a bit flat. His coach has gone, mate. You have to sharpen that one set up.
I dropped in the second game against some fucking bloke I've never heard of.
Yes, it will. Mate,
he was playing on one hemi back then. He's most lucky to get through.
Correct. That does not bother Novak Djokovic. He needs an impeccable record.
Is he the GOAT, do you think, Sam?
No, he dropped a set.
I don't think you can say Rafa, he's won like 15 French Opens. So, if he wins another one, he's going to be. Federer's, obviously, because he's such a nice guy.
Mm.
Well, not because I'm best mates with him, obviously, but he seems like everyone loves him, and he's the way he plays, like the one-handed backhand and that looks
silky.
Beautiful. But Novak's pretty good. I would say.
Who would you rather be out of those three and Andre Agassi?
Who would I rather be?
Yeah. On and off court. Whose life would you have led?
Well, Agassi obviously had some issues, so probably Andre. I think Rafa would have done some damage when he was ascending in the ranks. Roger, Mirka.
I don't think Roger and you have many similarities at all.
From Ryan.
Novak is Scott Pendlebury, from what I know, which is why that would eat at him, like almost a bit when it comes to being whatever it takes.
With Nadal, that they went to a restaurant in Melbourne a couple of years ago. Obviously, it must have been three, pre-lockdown. And there's a group of them. And then before they left... he's put all the chairs back under the, and they went, isn't that good of him? But apparently it's OCD.
It's an OCD tick, yeah.
You would have to be a bit weird to be at that level with generational wealth and still hate the opposition so much to want to push yourself that hard individually. It's different in a team, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think Rafa hates him as much. Novak, yes. But, back on the Rafa point, every time he wipes his face with his towel, he has to put it back over the box straight and flat. It can't have any creases.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
From Ryan Sandon. When will Samantha get her priorities in order?
Yes, I've got that feedback. Thank you.
Yes. From Jake Kev. Thoughts on the trout video?
I haven't seen it.
Would you like to see it?
No, thank you.
Did you see it? It's okay. Didn't see it.
Would you like, I think I've seen it.
Because it was age-restricted content, so I realised I was too old to watch it.
I think one of my group chats has...
No, thank you. I don't need to see it.
One of my group chats... It deletes everything after a week.
Yeah, right.
For no incriminating evidence. So I think it was on that one.
Describe without saying who they are, your group chat of that particular type. from Sam.
The Troutles, do you remember that?
I think we've moved on.
Do you remember that... that clip of the footy show where Sam Newman tried to kill that fish?
Yes.
And just kept popping.
I was there, yeah.
A bit like the video.
Oh, my God.
Just kept going and going and going. I tried to suffocate it, but it found a way.
From Sam English, real estate.
Yeah, you've got kids. Can you imagine what sort of people are these doing this?
And they walk the streets. From Sam English.
They look like normal, everyday run-of-the-mill people. Trout lovers.
First baby's due in June. Mm-hmm. What must I do before then while I still can?
Everything.
Leave the country.
You know what's really annoying? You can't bank sleep, but I wish you could.
Yeah, no, you can't bank it.
Just, you know what it's like? You can't bank sleep and you can't bank brownie points at home.
You know what else? I'd
believe that? You can't bank brownie points? They're going in one. Yeah. Like Snapchat.
Although they say that the more housework you do, men do, equates to the more nookie you get.
That's why I don't get any.
Give it a try.
When
Taylor gets home, well, she probably doesn't leave, so she's not going to get home, but just when she comes downstairs, just be mopping and
her
see what happens.
Her mum's doing that at the moment, I would also just sit in silence for mates having a kid in June because you don't get any once they come.
Good this point.
Just sit there and just listen to nothing.
Or if there is silence, you know, something is seriously wrong.
Just waiting for that. Fucking hell, just put my head down.
Yeah.
From Adam, did Dane borrow Dusty's car?
Yeah, the Rangy, yep. Got away with that one.
From the real KP, how many times does Ralph have to throw in that he played footy before someone cares?
Did you?
He's not saying he played it well. He's just saying that he participated.
I only say it in two contexts here. One, I was never good enough, but I played local level. And two, it amuses me that I do a podcast with the great of the game and sometimes he brings his own level down to suburban.
It's true. Dan, you know what? There are moments when I forget how fucking brilliant you were. And then all I need to do, yeah, I know you don't, because then all I need to do is just skip past your story and it's some Collingwood highlight you've reposted.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping us up to date with how good you were.
Trying to stay relevant, Samantha.
Fuck, you were brilliant though, weren't you?
Oh, fucking awesome.
Yeah, you were good. Yep. Very good.
From Glass, how to deal with a moody partner who's up and down daily?
Oh, come on now.
How to deal with them?
Well, there's so many factors.
What? Oh.
That could be contributing to their moods.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably isn't one of them, well, so I'd be like, let's figure it out.
Was it a male?
Well, I don't know. It says glass of cognac. It could be male or female.
Could be. So we don't really moody, know.
Oh.
You shouldn't judge.
No.
I would just sit them down.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Oh, wow. This is what I would do.
Okay, tell us.
So, I know you're being moody, but this is not a me problem. This is a you problem. So I don't mind. You can be moody, but just don't be moody around me because I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I don't need you bringing me down.
Do you think that would help the mood or perhaps escalate the mood?
Well, I'll just lay out the bare facts. Go, listen, I'm in a pretty good mood. I don't need you bringing me down.
Has that worked for you in the past?
No.
From Matt, Dane, Chiefs or Eagles?
I was right on the Bengals plus 3.5 and the Eagles, so won that. I'm going to take the Chiefs, I think. With plus, I think they're 2.5 or plus 1.5. I might take a extended line. I might take the Chiefs 3.
So I'm going to take the Eagles over.
Oh, okay.
For this reason. So trying to use math science learnings, right? What was all the talk leading up to the last Chiefs game? Mahomes and his injury. And he got through it. What always happens after the big emotional win?
The drop down. Yeah, but
he's a fucking star.
I reckon his ankle's going to be better. I like the Chiefs. The Eagles, it was good that the Eagles smacked the Niners and the Chiefs played a real close one. Because I think if the Chiefs had to smack the Bengals, I reckon the Chiefs would have been minus one, 2.5. So I'm going to take the point, take the 2 points. And it's a high over, 49.5. But, like, you know, the game's on TV. I'm going to watch it, so I'm going to have to bet the over.
Are you going to have time?
Even though I probably think it'll go under.
Who's halftime again?
Rihanna.
Are you going to have time? If that's the other thing I picked up from last week's podcast, if I had a dollar for every time you said you were either busy or don't have time, now that you've got 3 kids, of course, I would have...
No, I'm going to the Osborne to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, you got a day off?
No, I'm working.
He's got
hosting there.
Talk to some people. Working.
Exactly. So doing Super Bowl. So Taylor said, you know, we have a shared calendar. So if it's in the calendar, it's gospel. So I put Vegas, put European holiday in July. So it's in the calendar.
Right.
So pub on Saturday. Well, it's in the calendar. It's not my fault. It's fucking the calendar's the boss.
Is there an approval system once it's like you put it in the calendar, you submit it for approval, or
pending.
It's just in
there?
Just slips in. Because Taylor accidentally...
Well, you could put anything in there.
I know. It's what I do.
From Smurfy, twins, you're a dark horse. Congrats. Hope you're all doing well. Hey, how's Tate coping?
Thank you. No, everyone's going well. They're putting on weight and becoming, I think they're full term now, I think. They're 39 weeks, something like that. So
how's Tate adjusting?
Tate's good. Yeah, you know, he loves them. I'm sure you'll hate them at some stage and they'll all hate each other. But he sort of says their name and, you know, pats him and gives him a kiss and stuff, so that. But I'm not sure he really knows that what sisters
that
are.
That
but
they're actually staying.
Yeah, they were there in the house. He knows them. So interesting to see how they go with the photos today. No, but everyone's going well. Thank you for asking. But yeah, no, as good as can be. Mum and Dad. Dad's a bit tired.
Are they identical?
Pardon?
Are they identical?
To me, they are.
Yes. Are they biologically identical?
Well, they're meant to be fraternal, but...
Oh, so they'll be different.
She'll be like, go and grab Scout. That's Sage, Dane. Okay, sweet. I put her back. Grab the next one.
How do you do? What do you do then to dress them differently?
I guess.
Okay. So you could have brought home Sage and Scout, but they could actually be Scout and Sage. And
yeah, they look the same. They're fucking. Have you kept they're their month old twins? They look exactly the same.
Yeah, right.
One's just a bit. One's about 200 grams less than the other. So I just look for the one that's a bit thinner.
Wow, you can tell the difference of. Also, don't know if you'd use the word thin.
What would you use?
No, I'm joking. But 200 grams.
Yeah.
Do you have
it makes a difference when they're fucking 2 kilos. Right.
Are you sure Dane's had them? Because they're still not on social media.
This is very true. It's not on there.
Social media is a place for bad, for negativity. I don't know. Why do anyone want to show anything fun?
Instagram's positivity, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Are you trying to bring that down too?
Yeah, try. At some stage I'll rip that fucking thing apart. But I don't know. My family. When I'm with my family, I feel like I need to take photos and put it on Instagram. So,
yeah.
Are you a sicko?
Exactly. We're just not that.
Just lives
family.
In the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have a drink on Friday. I forgot to post it on Twitter that I didn't have a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that mean I didn't have a drink?
Yeah. Well, if you don't go to a fancy restaurant, you don't go unless it's less the entrees out in your Instagram, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I live a boring life now. So.
But fulfilled.
Oh, yeah, fucking
but your memories keep you going, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, that keeps
they're
me going.
They're going to fade, as your memory does.
Our from Lee, faded. Sam, did Ralph do a good job as a ball boy?
Well played.
From Memwitz, Ralph, one job, check the bloody sound, discuss. Yes, the man in my head said, fucking check, he's still there. From Stingen, saw Sam host the Australian Open Women's Doubles presentation, did not recognise her voice. Do you put on a special? Do you put on a special of an important person voice?
Do you?
I do have a presenter voice. Yes.
Yeah. So you give us your shit voice, do you?
This is me, Dane.
You give us your fucking cheap one. Yeah.
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 From Benton. Well, you've been asked this a bit. When's Dane fighting Nathan Brown? I reckon that ship's sailing further and further away.
Whenever I see him. It's on site.
Just clip him in the car
exactly.
park.
It's on site.
And Phil from Flemington. What role is Sam playing at Wimbledon 2023? She's the new Eddie everywhere.
Well, it's a dream to go to Wimbledon. Actually, have you been? I feel like you would.
It's right down the bottom of the list.
Of sporting events to go. Yeah.
It's in London, which is cold.
Yeah, shit house.
I'd rather go to the French Open.
Yeah, I'd love to.
But tennis, no, it doesn't excite me.
I've been to the queue. I've been to the queue outside Wimbledon. We filmed it for the footy show.
Did you? That's it.
And it well, you know, because apparently, you know, why is there a queue so long at Wimbledon compared to everywhere else?
I don't know.
You didn't know this?
Maybe there's only one entry?
It's like, no, it's something that, it must be like the MCG members.
Right.
Where you just whatever you get there, you get there. So like it goes for kilometres.
No,
anyway,
I wouldn't be queuing.
So are you doing a list to finish with? I've got a list.
Okay, well, no, I was going to do a list, but Samantha didn't write back. She's fucking busy. So
right,
it's my fault.
I know. Yeah, well, it is your fault. But listen, I won't hold it against you. But I was thinking that you know I'm waiting for everyone's top 50 to come out or top 10 or top whatever. So I was thinking we might do it, but have just a different take on it. So, you know, a lot of podcasts now do like drafts of things. So I think, what is there, a month, 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago before season starts? So I think we can maybe get 4 or 5 in and then just hand them over to the listeners to see which one was the best. And then the winner at the end gets absolutely nothing. So
perfect.
I think we'll start easy next week and maybe do – so we'll do like a snake draft. So, you know, if ladies go first.
Samantha, I've got one for this week.
So, yeah, but we'll all go. Explain. So, go. Like, we'll all, so you go first, then you go second, then I go third and fourth, then you go fifth and sixth. So then, you know, so maybe we'll, next week we'll start with favorite cuisine that, you know, if you can only have four cuisines for the rest of, you know, like American, French, fucking for the rest of your life. We'll start with that easy.
Yeah.
Then I've got a couple others that we might just delve into some different kind of waters.
You want to get in the muck, don't you?
Yeah, we want to get in, yeah, we want to get in the mud. So, yeah, I want to get people angry at me online on Twitter. So we'll start with the lay down, just easy one next week. And then the next three or four before season starts, I'll start to bring in some more interesting categories and then we'll go from there.
So my top 10, inspired by the Super Bowl halftime entertainment, is the top 10 nexus, I think was the word, but the top 10 meetings of music and sport.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, this is the example. So, okay,
give me 10 of them.
I'll give you 10 of them.
Okay, thank you.
Number 10, Bill Murray singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Chicago 2021, after the pandemic, first full house at Wrigley Field.
There's
your test. What's that?
Is that number 10?
That's number 10.
Yeah, sure.
Number 9, Tina Turner, NRL.
Yep. Yeah, it's simply the best.
Simply the best, but what you get is what you see, and then she did the pregame as well, so that whole campaign. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Where was she singing
that?
So, this, if you see the film clip, it's got Captain Lou Albano from WWE, WWF, and it was actually, she became the face of WWF as it was launching with, what's their big one once a year? What's the huge one?
SmackDown.
WrestleMania.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, WrestleMania, they all started with all that. No, race 7, my OK Boomer double of 1979. Come on, Aussie, come on and up there, Cazaly.
Yep.
Number 6, James Brown, Living in America during Rocky IV, because you need a good song before Ivan Drago and Apollo Creed. Number 5, Andrea Bocelli, Ness and Dorma, Leicester. Number 4.
What's that?
Andrea Bocelli.
You're speaking so fast, I haven't so understood fast. Four things you've said.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, who's that?
Continue.
He's a soccer player, Leicester.
When Leicester won the English Premier League.
Yeah.
And they got him across right. to sing.
So glad you slowed that down because I didn't get any of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So go put that on your YouTube there.
Oh, no. That's a pass.
Number 4, Freddie Mercury at Wembley. It's got nothing to do with sport other than Wembley, but that's as no one has ever commanded Live Aid or whatever. At Live Aid.
Oh, well, there's no sport, so you fucked
your own
list.
But it's Wembley.
Well, mate.
And it's so
Billy
good.
Billy Joel, mate, Bruce Springsteen plays at Madison Square Garden.
That's true. Yes,
so
but I've made that
Drake
exception.
Played at Rod Laver. You know, there's correct. Heaps of Beatles, I'm sure, played at a fucking arena.
Number 3, AFL Grand Final, Quinella. I'm making this together. Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah.
It's you. Just we're
going to need a plunger. There's a man over there.
And Jack Rewald with the Killers.
Yep.
That actually was – there's.
But hang on. But what? Hang on a second. This is your list, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Are you putting that above Freddie Mercury?
Well, from Melbourne,
Melbourne, that's the list. Yes.
Because of Dane's point, there actually wasn't anything to do with sport.
Right, so that lost it a few rungs.
So I just put it down one.
Sure.
Yeah. Super Bowl, Quinella, these are the best two, and I'll probably say Exacta as much as it hurts me.
You say Quinella?
Yep. Yeah, but Exacta's first and second in order.
Sure.
Quinella's first and second any order.
Sure.
Super Bowl, Quinella, Prince and Bruce Springsteen. I think Prince won.
Which so is you the best won? Ever. So you won two?
No, but number 1, Marvin Gaye at the All-Star Game.
Yeah, that was good.
Singing the American National Anthem. No, you now. Yeah.
No, I'm still on
I was at the All-Star
two,
Game when I was at the All-Star Game when Fergie sang it. In LA.
Were you?
Oh, geez, that was a debacle.
That was painful.
What's the biggest debacle at a national anthem? It'd be Roseanne Barr, wouldn't it?
And Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
But I can't believe you've missed one of the all-time greats in your field.
Meatloaf?
No, in your field.
What?
Cox Plate Day.
Oh, the jockey.
Daryl Braithwaite.
No, the jockey doing a cover of Daryl Braithwaite.
Horses at Cox Plate Day, surely. That's a fucking.
When are we going to start?
That is an absolute classic.
I'll get smashed for that one. I'm going to put this one on social.
Yeah, horses. Come on. Cox Plate Day. That's a fucking belter.
Sam's not giving you that tick of approval.
No.
I could give
Because I work a lot of international sporting events that it just gets fucking Pick that up, please, Dave.
International sporting events. Fuck a look at that.
One minute it's a Robbie Williams cover band, the next day.
The cricket down in Dandenong, that was a fucking huge sporting event. Yeah, Shepley Oval. Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I'm not sure what you asked. But okay.
And if any listeners got any lists they want us to
talk
about, I've
set the bar low.
Yeah, not very low.
Yeah, you did.
So come in with your favourite cuisines next week, and then we'll start. Then I'll give us a couple more.
All right. Well,
a bit more murky lists for us to get is through.
So just to clarify the rules around this list, is it your favourite like one-off or favourite that you had to have it for the rest of your life?
Yeah, so you got four for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So we've got some good guests coming through, but I just wanted to do a show with the microphones working before I used up any more asking credits.
I've got plenty more things in here from you, by the way. What's running that? Them today. I've got two more.
Oh, we'll do the YouTube one just to finish with of Will Blunderfield if you want.
Will, mate, you fucking sucking his dick today, aren't we? Do you know him?
No. I wasn't going to play it, but Sam's just talking
to go.
I am shameless. I am fearless. I am doubtless, because fear in the present moment is fear. Fear in the past is shame. Fear in the future is doubt. So when you cop another dude's nuts, you're sending good vibrations, good chi, spiraling up the back down the front of each testicle.
See you next week.
Is that satire?
No. So when you focus on your testicles, you're literally charging your batteries.
He's not fair income, is he?
The first guy in your family.
He's fair income.
Is it a humorous podcast or
No.
What's his name?
Will Blunderfield. Check out his work. Oh my god!
Can I just, as a disclaimer, I had not listened to that until just then. What the fuck?
Do you want to cut my nuts?
No, I don't want to cup anyone's nuts. Thank you for asking.
What's the name of the podcast?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.